This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like it was still the weekend. How do we complain when we have an extra day off? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What is buzzworthy as we head into the week? I'll tell you what's buzzworthy. Unbelievable settlement for Gretchen Carlson, who used to be, if you remember, on Fox and sued the network. Well, and sued Roger Ailes. Really, the settlement, $20 million. So there is not a trial in the case of Gretchen Carlson. Gretchen Carlson used to be an anchor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I knew Gretchen from her days there, so it's pretty interesting this big settlement that happened in Fox. And then you have Greta Van Susteren saying that she's leaving after 14 years. What in the heck is going on? Joining us right from the get-go is Justin Duckham, our true insider inside and outside, actually, the Beltway from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, I trust you had a happy Labor Day weekend.
I certainly did. I had a great time, went down to Massachusetts, went to Cohasset Beach, and also had a chance to go to Salem, Massachusetts, which was kind of an interesting little detour.
I bet it was. Did it feel like to you, I was getting all these messages from people, and I made a joke about it in the beginning, that this Tuesday felt like it was really more like we were still back in the weekend. I said, only here in the United States can we complain we have an extra day off, that it's just not enough, and we feel like we need that other day off. It did feel like kind of a sluggish day, didn't it?
It certainly did, although it was relatively busy here in D.C. This was the first day that Congress came back following a month-long recess. Obama still is in China. Still is in China, then went over to Laos for his trip over there that's going to be culminating in the ASEAN meeting in Hawaii. But otherwise, it did sort of, feel pretty slow. And just kind of on that topic, I guess sort of the saving grace that I felt was at least we kind of have a short week this week. So even though it's getting a little bit busy, the weekend is a lot closer than it would be if this was a Monday night.
Yeah, so you mentioned that with Congress back, what are the big things that Congress is going to try to tackle, if anything, because this is an election year, and it's sort of a little bit laid back, if you will. It doesn't seem that way if you're on the Hill, but it is kind of that way because of people running and because of the presidential race, right?
Two huge issues that are coming up right now. The top one that is in a lot of people's minds is the Zika funding issue. There is about a $1.1 billion measure to help combat this that's being stuck in Congress right now. Initially, this was something that had a lot of bipartisan support, but ended up failing on a procedural vote this evening after Democrats actually blocked it. This is primarily over due to some writers on the bill that would have included allowing Confederate flags to fly at veterans' cemeteries, as well as the big sticking issue, which was language that would have stopped Planned Parenthood from being appropriated these funds, even though in a good number of communities in Puerto Rico and whatnot, this is the only available output for a lot of this prevention and treatment and whatnot. So that is something that Democrats are, pushing back against, calling for a clean bill to be passed. And then on top of that, we also have the need for a stopgap funding measure to be passed at the end of the month in order to keep the government open. There's, again, the possibility of a looming shutdown. And right now there's sort of a belief that the two issues are probably going to be dealt with as you know, this deadline speeds up, and that we will probably have the Zika funding included in the stopgap measure to, you know, continue government funding as it's already going, albeit with an additional $1.1 billion from Zika. If, you know, the people who are holding it up, you know, either the Democrats who are demanding the Planned Parenthood language be stripped, or, you know, Republicans decide to pass the clean bill. So it's kind of a game right now to see who is going to blink first. And right now, the you know, sort of winning bets would probably be on Republicans. There's a lot of buzz that they could ultimately drop the Planned Parenthood language.
Wow, that's huge. Absolutely. And also buzzworthy, I think, and what I mentioned, because so much of the focus on the elections, is the fact that depending on what poll you look at, Trump and Clinton are actually more in a statistical tie. Is this part of what the conversation is in D.C.?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this idea that Hillary Clinton had an unstoppable lead has certainly evaporated in the light of some new polling. It's making it look like a much more competitive race than it was, you know, not too long ago. And a good portion of that is now this is coming to the point where likely voters are, you know, being paid greater attention to. You know, the CNN ORC poll today showed Trump with a 2-point lead among likely voters. They have not previously been polled, you know, in the previous, you know, sort of polls that we've seen from them. This has generally only been among registered voters. And the mentality right now is likely voters are going to have a much larger say, since this is the period of time when most average Americans really start to pay attention to the election in earnest. It's now coming up, you know, a lot closer than it has been in previous months. So now we're going to start hearing a lot more attention paid on the polls. And who exactly is being polled? That's going to be one of the main sticking points as this develops.
Yeah, absolutely. Who exactly? All right, Justin Duckham, we can always count on you. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. So there you go. Congress is back in session, and you heard what he had to say about Zika and, of course, the funding bill and keeping the government open. This seems to always be part of our conversation once we get into the fall. It's like leaves in New England. We know it's like clockwork. It's going to happen. And we know that this is going to be part of the conversation. Is it going to be held up? What are we going to do? Will the government shut down? Seems so crazy, doesn't it, when you think about it? How is it that each and every year we march in the same direction? How does that happen? So while Washington plays the tug-of-war game over funding, it's pretty interesting to see, as I said to Justin and to all of you, the buzzworthiness is in this political climate. The fact that you've got these two candidates that, let's face it, nobody was really excited about on either side, not totally over the top about. But here they are, so close, it really is still that coin flip that we're talking about at this point. And by the way, I mentioned, and this is absolutely part of the conversation, the fact that Gretchen Carlson, a former anchor, sued in July. The network apologized. The settlement amount was said to be about $20 million. They're also working, apparently, with a couple other people who were in a lawsuit, too. And I said this as well, that Greta Van Susteren is leaving. All of this has to do over sexual harassment claims. And I guess there was enough there that Fox had to react. More on that and odds and ends, which you might...
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Segment here on America Tonight. I hope you had a great Labor Day holiday and took advantage of, perhaps for some of you, that extra day off, a day to just rest, hang with family, read a good book, I don't know, chillax, serial watch, or as they say, binge watch the Netflix series Narcos. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's about Pablo Escobar. Really, now it's no longer about Pablo Escobar. I don't want to give away all the details, although we all know the ending there. And it is actually well-done series. It's something that I've watched. So there are two seasons in, and apparently there's going to be a third season, too, as well. So how about that? I talked about the Gretchen Carlson lawsuit, and they say that there was no question she had him dead to rights, that for at least half a year she was recording her on her cell phone. She was recording some of the comments that Roger Ailes was saying to her. And he was saying all kinds of things, you know, including that she would be so much better off if they had a sexual relationship, and he would be so much better off if they did. So because of comments like those, it was pretty easy to see that, oh, that's why this doesn't go to a court. There's definitely something there. I mean, there's not that I was doubting her, but the fact that she had had these, and they apologized to her, the fact that she had these conversations taped where you could clearly tell what was being said. The $20 million is smart on the part of Fox to do that. And now there's some movement there. There's no question with Greta Van Susteren having a meeting and then she's gone. The stars of the network are Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly, but it is kind of surprising what has transpired in such a short amount of time, especially in a presidential year. So with those remarks, those loaded lines that I said, like, I think you and I should have a sexual relationship a long time ago. If we had, you'd be good and better, and I'd be good and better. That was taken straight from those recordings. So they apologized, and that makes sense that they did, given the fact, that she had about 6 in 10 conversations with these provocative comments on them. So Ailes had... or the network, really, they had nowhere to go. I mean, just absolutely nowhere to go with that. All right, as we definitely have somewhere to go with this show, we started off and I mentioned the fact that in the polls, you know, now we're talking about it being pretty close between Trump and Hillary Clinton. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, and I happened to see this. CNN did a special on Hillary Clinton and then a special on Donald Trump, literally just talking about their whole lives leading up to this point, and they couldn't have had a more different road, but yet both of their roads run through New York City, and what has happened to them in at times leading them askew, I'll call it, or some chaos on their with their campaign staffs, etc., now cycles back around again. It's so interesting with the short attention span and how we consume content, how we curate and how we consume content. It does make this polling process, I think, pretty intriguing too, because, you know, you could dig back 6 months ago and Hillary Clinton had a huge lead over Donald Trump. And now they are literally neck and neck. But will Chris Christie be out there banging the drum for Donald Trump? Or will the bridge take his eyes off what's going on with Donald Trump? Because I think if Trump is elected, Chris Christie is thinking, as many of us have said, that there's a possibility he would tap him for attorney general, given his background. Well, now, remember the bridge, the story that I think really took down Chris Christie and what he had to do with the bridge. There was a big story today in the New York Times that, you know, it might be easy to forget this whole bridge deal and how it's seemingly it was huge because of the George Washington Bridge, one of the world's busiest, especially if you look from the Fort Lee, New Jersey side, was just slammed. They say it might be easier in the Times piece to forget that he's endorsed and defended Donald Trump to the anger of fellow Republicans that he calls friends. But then there's this revelation that aides to the governor had deliberately created a traffic jam at the world's busiest bridge as a political payback. One of the craziest things ever. How do you go down with this story? So the trial, because there's a trial, the trial in the George Washington Bridge lane closing scandal opens on Thursday with jury selection. That's what's going to happen. And how crazy is this? He builds his administration, fills it with these so supposedly smart and loyal people, and then he's on the road to getting reelected too, by the way. Then he's in damage control because of lane closings on a bridge. So Chris Christie hasn't been charged, but he's a part of this story. He's going to be on a list, or is expected to be on a list, of people that federal prosecutors say knew about the scheme to create gridlock in order to punish a mayor who wouldn't endorse him. This is politics today. And how will he be portrayed by prosecutors? Or the administration, certainly. The fact that the administration treated the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey as sort of an arm of the governor's campaign for a second term. They say using it to cajole mayors into endorsing Chris Christie and discipline them if they didn't. I mean, they, for goodness sake, had a whole arm of the office focused on getting the local support. So he could have a landslide win. And probably that would be a push toward arguing that he could take the White House because he had a landslide win. So now this is 3 years ago. See how time flies? Boom, boom, boom. Time waits for no man. As my nephew says, you can't freeze time. So 3 years after the mystery of the lane closings, the trial finally answers the questions. And probably the biggest one of all, when and how did Chris Christie know about this plan for the lane closures? Who else was involved? So, does he set the record straight? Ugh. And Mark Sokolich, the mayor of Fort Lee, the town on the Jersey side of this bridge that connects New Jersey and New York, the George Washington Bridge, was, I guess, 47th on the list of 100 Democratic mayors that the Christie administration was hoping to win over. Who knew that this bridge would explode into what it's exploded into? Because drivers were fumed and called the mayor about why was this lane closed? And in the end, Chris Christie won re-election, a huge margin of victory, 60%. Wow. It was a crazy story, and one that now gets kicked open on a bigger scale. It is buzzworthy. I say this show is about where the buzz is in your backyard and mine. That's buzzworthy. This is a guy that Oprah interviewed. This is a guy that Henry Kissinger called and asked him, geez, would you run for president? This is a guy that had some of the top Republicans huddling with him years ago at the Reagan Library, convincing him that he should run for president. And all because of a bridge and lane closures and strong-arming mayors and towns to push for his reelection, does this end up in a courtroom? Hang with us.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Yeah.
For a quick second here, some of you who are alums of certain schools, or perhaps you're listening to me in some of these cool towns where these colleges lie, there were some big upsets in the college football world, and it made it for some, I think, interesting buzzworthiness, because people were talking about schools like Texas beating Notre Dame and putting Texas into the top 25, and Alabama. I know a lot of people are listening to us in the great state of Alabama, and I know that there's people in and around Alabama who are big Crimson Tide fans, even if you didn't go there, that just root for the Crimson Tide, and they're dominant once again, start off with a dominating performance. They won the national title, and they're number one in the poll. Clemson was number two. Florida State was number three. Ohio State, a lot of people listening in the great state of Ohio, your Buckeyes catapulting into the top four. And I got to mention this for the fans of Houston. Wow, what a performance. Houston beating Oklahoma 33-22. Over the weekend on Saturday, and Houston, number seven in the top 25 poll. Big for them to find themselves in that situation. Texas A&M knocking off UCLA in overtime, 24 depending on what the poll is, because there's a couple of different polls. Anyway, congratulations to some of those teams with the big upsets because of where they find themselves. Wisconsin, same thing. Wisconsin ranked now 16. I mean, they have a solid team, but their big win over LSU, there's lots of people listening to us in Louisiana, got to be disappointed about LSU in a tight game losing 16-14. And that was part of Labor Day weekend, the real start of college football, where you had just a hotbed of activity going on across the board. And speaking of a hotbed of activity, hurricane conversation and Hermine and what happened in Florida. I mentioned this last week. I was talking about family being in Florida, and boy, there was flooding and some terrible conditions around Florida, but not as bad as they could have been. It didn't turn into a hurricane full force where you saw, like you saw in the 90s, certainly Hurricane Andrew that devastated the people in Miami. So it comes and goes, leaves some gifts of horrible floods, and people dig out of that, but it wasn't outrageous, as I mentioned. So it wasn't something that couldn't be dealt with, and it was certainly looking that way with the National Guard at the ready, and there were areas where people were floating right outside of their windows in the street, but it wasn't quite as bad. Now you've got Hurricane Newton, they say, that has roared into Mexico's Baja Peninsula on Tuesday morning. Winds about 90 miles an hour. So forced a lot of tourists in resorts like at Cabo San Lucas to be huddled in the basements of, I call them basements, but the bottom of hotels. And this is usually a time where you have a lot of tourists there still. It was a Cat 1 hurricane. So winds, heavy rains, all of that. No deaths, though, immediately being reported, or injuries. So that's the good news there. They had shelters that were open. And I was looking at some of the pictures that were taken from Hurricane Newton. And it was a pretty broad swath, actually. So flooding in Mexico. And in the Atlantic, you got the post-tropical, because we got to talk about Mother Nature, right? You got the post-tropical cyclone Hermine that I mentioned that churned off of New England and Long Island. So there was some gusty winds up there. There was some flooding, some rough seas, high seas, brutal for out on the boats and for some people, but not quite what it could have been either. And it's weakening. So what's interesting is it was the end of a 19-day storm. Because this has been talked about. Do you believe it? 19 days. First the Caribbean, then the Gulf of Mexico, then finally up to the East Coast. So you've got this. I mean, this storm, I thought this was fascinating. You ready for this? This is going to be your takeaway from this show, one of them. So it was a 19-day storm. And at first it was a 99L. That's what they called it. Invest 99L. Then Tropical Depression 9. Then Tropical Storm Hermine. Then Hurricane Hermine. And then Post-Tropical Cyclone Hermine. And it was Thursday night on a holiday weekend when this Hermine smashed into the Gulf Coast. And it did end an 11-year hurricane drought. There was some property damage, and there were some brutal things that happened, but survivable, because it was looking worse. It was looking as though this is something that, you know, this is why Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, had to call out the National Guard, had to be on the ready, because you couldn't take a chance on what we were hearing about the storm. Because it could have been 10 times what it was, you know, when it actually
when it actually landed. And by the way, Zika is now part of the conversations many of us are having. I've said this before, but I hear that bzzz, not the buzz of the mosquito, but the spray coming from the mosquito trucks. And often I'll come home and I'll see signs around the neighborhood where mosquito spraying from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. So, because nobody wants a Miami. In Zika, it's the most concentrated area. And the concern is how widespread it's becoming in Miami. So they've talked about it, and tests are showing this. That they're talking about not just the truck spraying, but maybe aerial spray. Wow, I can't remember seeing, I have never seen aerial spray in any neighborhood that I lived in. So that's pretty bad when you're talking about aerial spray. That's just too risky that you got to just got to kill every mosquito in sight, and we see how tough this is. Of course it's tough. Mosquitoes are elusive. Any kind of open water, any kind of water whatsoever, standing water, is disastrous with the wrong mosquito. So now you've got the Senate and the Zika bill being blocked, but then you have all this conversation about Miami and other parts of the country concerned about you know, about Zika. Because of how disastrous it can be for the wrong people to be bit by a mosquito that carries it. And, of course, the biggest danger is to pregnant women, and we saw what happened to the women in Brazil, but in other areas, too. And, again, the wrong person, the right mosquito, the wrong mosquito biting a certain person, and then there you go. That's what you've got, and pretty scary. And also, in Los Angeles, besides the convo about Zika, have you heard this? Leprosy. They're talking about two possible cases of leprosy. My goodness, what is leprosy? There were two kids in Riverside County that could have it. They say that when they've notified the county, and they're going to officially confirm it, go through what you have to go through at the Department of Public Health. It's not confirmed, so they don't want to panic people. They sent a letter home to parents to inform them that they have these unconfirmed cases, and they're going to provide resources to learn more because it's so rare. The first time I heard about leprosy, I remember my eyes were like saucers. My mother came back from Hawaii and talked about leprosy because there was a leper column in one of the islands off of Hawaii. And she told me the whole story of what that colony was like and how it was formed and whatnot. But never at an elementary school in the United States. So the kids had to be hospitalized. And they're trying to confirm it. If they traveled to another country or had contact with somebody with leprosy. We're talking a lot about catching diseases from other places. There's some serious potential health bombs out there. Stay with us. Talking a little football next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And a couple of things I'm going to remind you about. One of them is nail the score. Oh, yeah. For all of you who are steeped in the football world, pro football, we have this thing called nail the score. And once a week, yes, we have the game of the week in the NFL, meaning our computer randomly picks the game of the week. And you don't have to know anything about football. Let me emphasize that again. Are you listening? You don't have to know anything about football. So it comes up on our, normally, it will be on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, but because we had a holiday, and we are starting week one of the NFL, and I didn't want to ignore the first week, we are going to do Nail the Score on our next show, which is unusual. So it's going to be Wednesday into Thursday, and that means that the game of the week could be, who knows, Carolina at Denver. That's the first game of the week this season in the NFL. You got Tampa Bay and the Falcons, Buffalo and Baltimore, Chicago and Houston. Ah, the list is deep. The list is deep. And the key thing is, whatever the game of the week is, the game that's chosen, again, it doesn't matter. Great if you're a football fan like me. But listen, it's just like picking lottery numbers. You might get lucky. if you pick the right lottery numbers. Oh, can you imagine? So here, you're not going to win lottery money, but if you win, you'll be buzzworthy. We've had two winners in the past. It's been a while, though. It's been a while. And you may be the next winner to clear the America Tonight prize closet. Yeah. Ah, that's right. A little football soundage for you. So that's what I'm here to tell you. I think that's important. You have a chance to play. We have some fun in store for you. Some great fun in store for you. And it is just, I say who the two teams are. You call us up or you send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Boom. That's how you do it. And then you choose. You choose who wins and what the final score is going to be. And it's that easy. Like, let's say I say, Denver and Carolina. Well, I think Carolina could win the Super Bowl. That's not my pick, but they were there last year and they lost. This is a rematch of the Super Bowl, sort of. Different players in some cases and some similar players. But regardless, who cares? I say the final score is going to be Carolina 27, Denver 17. If that score, I would own that score. If it's the final score, ta-da, I'm the winner. Just like that. Boom! So you never know. You never know. You could be the next winner here on America Tonight. That'd be so cool. All right, so as we flip over to the other side, and we're in the fall, and we're marching toward the end of the year. That is frightening to say. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate, wherever.
Wherever. That's right. I'm floating around in my ship somewhere.
Okay.
I love it.
I need about 2 minutes. I got a joke for you.
Go for it.
Okay. This guy was a terrible, terrible drunk, and he had this trench coat he was wearing. He went into this bar, and he was just so unshaven and ugly looking, but he was desperate. He told the bartender, he says, "Man, if you give me a drink, I'll show you something you've never seen before." Bartender looked at him and says, "Hey, I've been a bartender for 30 years, man. You cannot show me anything I ain't seen before." He said, "Look, man," he said, "I got to have a drink. If you give me a drink, I'll show you something you've never, ever seen before." He said, "All right, I'll bite." And he poured him out a double. Guy drank it right down. He reached in his little coat. He pulled out this little tiny piano, and he pulled out this little tiny stool. And he pulled out this little tiny mouse, and he put the mouse on the stool. And he reached in the other pocket, and he pulled out a canary. He says, "All right, you play God Bless America and you sing it." The mouse played God Bless America and the canary warbled like you would not believe. The guy says, "Man, I got to have that. I'll give you $150,000 cold hard cash for it." He said, "I don't know, man. I don't know. So I just used to get drinks." He said, "Hey, you buy all the drinks you want with that much money?" He says, "Well, okay." So he sold it. A few days later, one of his buddies sees him. He's driving a brand new Cadillac, got a fine-looking babe next to him, $350 shark suit. He's looking good. And he said, "Buddy, old pal, what? He says, "Well, you remember that little circle I had that I used to mooch drinks with?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I sold it." He says, "Well, where are you going now?" He said, "Well, I'm going to go back and give the guy back $50,000 of his money." He says, "Why?" He says, "Well, that canary couldn't sing. That mouse was a ventriloquist."
Ba-dum-bum. That was good. Kudos. I like it.
Okay. That's all for me, babe.
I love it. You made me laugh. That's a great way to start off the week with the funny joke. You know, Dan is good at telling jokes. There is an art to it. And even if the joke isn't terribly funny, but it's decent enough, he has a good sense of timing. Timing is everything in jokes. I'm going to bring back my series where we do a joke a week, and I'm going to have comedians come on and teach us how to get that timing right, right? Because if you don't have laughter in your life, what do you have? You got nothing. Laughter makes everything better. Doesn't it? It really does. So we'll work on that. He's got that timing gift, and that timing is big. Oh, very, very big.
Let's move along to, as we have just a couple of moments left here, I've already mentioned the fact that we're diving into Nail the Score, which is coming up in our next show. I explained how it works. Very, very easy. You just pick a side, give me a guess. Next show, second hour, last segment. Say it with me. Next show, second hour, last segment. Because I'm not giving you a lot of lead time on this. Okay, here's what I want to say. Growing up, I was a fan of Bruce Springsteen's. You know, when you grow up in New Jersey, it's just natural. It's like breathing air there because everybody talks about Springsteen. So maybe you don't like him. You could grow up in New Jersey and not like him, but it's rare. People always talk about Bruce Springsteen, New York, New Jersey. So he's got a big book out called, you guessed it, Born to Run. I bet it was hard to come up with that title. And in this, but what's interesting in this book is that he's talking about his depression, that he is clinically depressed. And at the same time of releasing the book, he's, because he's turning 67 on September 23rd, he is also releasing an 18-track album on his birthday, too, called Chapter and Verse. And it's got five previously unreleased songs. Woohoo! Oh, I hope they're good. They will be. They're going to be good. But I think it's interesting that he's peeling back the layers. And if you followed him at all, there have been conversations about that. It's not that he's not hidden that fact. But I think with what we have going on in this country when it comes to mental illness, I think it's great, in different forms of it, I think it's great that he's talking about it because, again, it's more pervasive than you would think if you don't know anyone affected by it in your world, in your family. And when guys like Bruce Springsteen and others give it a face, I think it helps people who are dealing with the same thing in secrecy. And secrets are so bad. Oh, so rough to carry around. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. You. Yeah, that tall guy in the back. Yeah, you too. Send us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Boom. Bada bing, you're in.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.